She can hear us. She can smell us.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Film and Everything Podcast.
What's going on, guys? It's Justin from the Film and Everything Podcast. Welcome. It's just me today. We got Josh didn't get to watch Euphoria. He's been watching some other stuff for the show, but I'm really excited today. I wanted to talk with you guys. I did a poll on Instagram. I've been getting a lot of recommendations and suggestions for this show to watch it, to check it out, and I've heard really good things about this show. So I wasn't this show wasn't something that I was really excited about when it first came out. I never really got into it. I never fell in the hype for whatever the reason. It might have been I was watching some other things at the time, but I got around to watching it now, and I really wanted to share my thoughts with you guys, because I want to see where we stand with this, because they're definitely going into spoilers here, guys. So if you haven't seen it yet or anything, even though I'm sure you've seen it by now, unless you're like me, that you just haven't seen it yet until now. But where do I start with this? I went into this show with no expectations. I wasn't going in this show to not want to like it or going into it expecting to love it. I've heard a lot of noise around me about the show. I went into it clean slate. After the first three episodes, I wasn't feeling it. I don't know. I felt the show's very stylized. The cinematography, the style of the show is great. And there's some really cool shots, some great shots. But I don't know why it could just be me. And that's why I'm really excited to talk about this with you guys, because I feel like I'm kind of out of that loop of everybody's really loving it, and I didn't fall in that category. I don't know why. But the first few episodes, the style was really cool. In the first episode, there's a really cool shot with Zendaya, and you know, she's high, and she's doing all these drugs because she's an addict, a recovering addict. And they kind of do this whole Inception scene of, you know, the interior spinning around here, and she's just going around. If I'm not mistaken, I saw the set video of that, and they did it just like Inception. It was an actual hallway, and they had it going around, and Zendaya's in it, actually moving along with this rotating set. It's really cool. It's really interesting. And all that stylistically, it's really cool. However, I felt done a lot. It was a little overdone. There's cool moments, cool shots, very stylistic, cameras always moving. But I realized watching the show, the moments that I did like was when the show slowed down. And I believe it was episode 2, or it might have been the first episode. Episode 1 or 2, there's at the party, there was a pool party going on. And there's a scene where Zendaya sits down with Fez, and she's just kind of wrecked. She's just sitting there, she's having a bad day. And all the stylistic stuff stopped for a second, and the camera just sat there, and Zendaya gave kind of like this whole monologue about her past, about with her dad, I believe, and all this stuff about what's going on with her to Fez. And Fez is like a good friend to her, even though he's also her drug dealer. And I really like that moment. I like those moments in this show when it kind of just slows down for a second and let the characters breathe for a second, let us get connected with these characters, as opposed to just the constant, like, look how cool this is, look how cool this is, isn't this trippy? I felt like the show was doing that a lot. Yes, it's cool. There's a lot of cool moments in it when certain characters are, you know, under the influence, they're on drugs or whatever they may be doing. I believe they do even Molly in some points, and all these pills. There's great, really cool shots of that and their experience with that. That's really cool. It's very psychedelic in a way. It's awesome. That was cool. However, it felt like they just wanted to keep that the whole show, at least for me in the first half, where there could be a normal scene with two characters walking in a mall and the camera's just still moving and moving this way and moving back into a close-up and then moving back and moving. It was like all over the place. And these two characters are just having a conversation walking down the mall. And that felt really distracting to me. That was one of the main things that I felt like the show needed to just, for moments, just kind of stop for a second. Yet we understand the tone. but just stop for a second and let these characters just breathe. And I felt like when it was just a week, you know, let me just feel these characters out. And there is moments of that. With Zendaya, for example, are moments with her and Fez where we just get that. And it connects you more with the characters, and I really appreciated those moments. That was one flaw that I had with the show, that in the first half I wasn't really into it. And I wasn't a big fan of Zendaya's character here. Don't get me wrong, Zendaya does great in the show. The second half of the show, she is really good. I mean, she is, like, I loved her character in the second half. I'm starting with the first half and going to the second half because I feel like that's important. It just felt like if they did a Mary Jane, like if Mary Jane and Spider-Man broke up with Peter Parker and she went down this really dark hole of just drugs and becoming an addict, I felt like this would be the spin-off show. And because that's how similar her character seemed to as Mary Jane and Spider-Man. I didn't like Mary Jane and Spider-Man. So I felt like I was just watching that again. Maybe if I saw the show before seeing Spider-Man, maybe I would feel different. I don't know. But I felt like, oh, it's Zendaya playing like Zendaya again, you know? I wasn't a big fan of her voiceovers. I felt like the voiceovers actually took a lot out of, again, intense moments. There was a scene when she's at Fez's house, and Fez's drug dealer, his supplier, comes in. It's a very intense scene, and the supplier basically makes her try this really intense drug on his knife, and it's very intimidating. It's a very tense scene, and then they kind of mess it up with a voiceover of Zendaya being like saying a joke. Like, they kind of just undermine the scene just to be like, hey, look, don't forget the show is funny and quirky, and here's my voiceover being funny. I was like, no, like, that kind of took me back because that scene was so intense. I would have let the show. It's one of those examples of just let us be with the characters for a second. And voiceovers worked for the most part, you know, just her explaining certain things with different characters and all that. But when it's in those moments with those tense scenes, it felt like it just takes you away. You know what I mean? And the show, I noticed in the second half, does not do that as much. The second half is, I believe, really, really well done. It's a lot better. But the second half of the show, Carnival, from the Carnival episode on, the show does improve for me. The show does get better because, again, it slows down now. Now we're following characters. We're seeing where everything's going. And I really enjoyed that. The second half for me worked a lot more. But there's the whole Nate thing. Nate's character, I get it. And his dad, that whole like little weird shit going on with that family, that was really interesting. But I did not for a second buy the fact of Nate beating up this Tyler guy, the Tyler guy not doing anything about it, and then Nate making this guy confess to a crime that he didn't do, referring to the strangling of Maddie. I did not buy into that at all. I understood the Jules situation because he was blackmailing Jules with her, you know, with her nudes and all that. He had naked pictures of her and this whole thing, and I guess threatened her with child pornography. But with the Tyler guy, I was like, the Tyler guy is already beat up. He actually has more dirt on Nate, I felt like. Like, he could have actually just gone to the police, and it would have added to the investigation. And that's another thing I had an issue with. The investigation kind of just drops. I felt like this whole show was leading to something really big. And then the final episode left nothing. And I understand there is going to be a second season. I was reading up now. Second season is confirmed. They were filming. It stopped because of the pandemic that's going on now. But there is a confirmed season 2. But nothing in this season is really resolved. What happened with the Tyler character? Does he just stay in jail? Why would he stay in jail? Like, I just don't buy that character of Tyler letting himself confess to something he didn't do and just going to jail. That makes no sense to me. And then Jules lied about seeing Tyler strangling Maddie because, again, she was being blackmailed and she felt terrible about it, but she doesn't tell Rue. She doesn't tell anyone. You could tell she's guilty about it, but it just ends at that. It just Rue and Jules kind of like break up. Jules goes out of town. Rue decides to stay for her family. Nothing gets resolved. Like, what happened there? I understand for season two, but you're leaving too many things open to... It just does. I feel like it doesn't complete this story in this season as a whole. I feel like every show should always end the main story of that season, and you can, yes, leave breadcrumbs for a second season, but this thing just solves nothing. All we know is Rue breaks up with Jules, and she relapses at the end. I thought the ending was really cool, the whole singing choreography, and it's her relapsing. We find out that the jacket she always wears is her father's. All that is really cool. I like that. But what the hell happened to everything else? What happened with Nate and Tyler? For example, Maddie finding the CD, and I think that's the CD of Nate's dad having sex with Jules. I understand that cliffhanger. You can leave that for next season. I'm fine with that. I wasn't trying to resolve that right away because I understand that's going to lead to a whole other process. But Nate beating up Tyler being, and then Zendaya's character, Rue, in episode 7, right before the finale, she did this whole investigation of her. She was like, I'm going to crack this down. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And then episode 8, they're at a dance and they just forget about it, you know? And then the ending of episode 7, I was actually really excited because I was starting to enjoy the second half of the season. Episode 7 ends with a really good cliffhanger of Nate calling the cops and the cops raiding Fez. That was a huge deal. I thought that was really interesting. Then episode 8, it's about Fez trying to get that money back. He steals that money to pay his dealer, his supplier. That ends on a cliffhanger as well. We don't know if the supplier believes him or not. But then what happens with Nate? Nate just kind of walks free. There's no sort of, like, Rue tells Nate, hey, I know you did that to Fez. Don't fuck with us because I can bring you down. She does mention about her dad, how he sleeps with underage girls and all that. That was interesting. But what, did everybody just forget about Tyler? Like, what? Like, it's like, you know, like with Stranger Things, everybody was like, justice for, what was her name? I forgot her name. Help me out here. But it's justice for Barbara. Justice for Barb is like justice for Tyler here. Because what the hell, man? That guy's in jail. He got beat to a pulp. Doesn't tell anyone. Then he confesses to a murder because I just didn't buy why he would actually do it. I feel like it was just so illogical. I feel like he could have just gone to the police and been like, hey, this guy is fucking telling me this. And just like do some. It's just if the whole town knows about what he did, what Nate did, and he strangled his girlfriend, he could have just been like, hey, actually, at that party that I was at, I had sex with his ex-girlfriend at the time. And she wanted to get him jealous. That's why she told me to have sex with her. And there's video of it. She told me that. They had a toxic relationship. He got really mad. He made a scene. There's witnesses at that party of him making a scene and actually attacking Jules. That's all evidence that he could have retaliated with. And instead he's just like, okay, man, don't hurt me again. I'll confess and go to jail for abusing a woman. Come on. I couldn't buy that. Jules lying about it, fine. He had some like blackmail on her, and Jules's character, she was still very innocent minded. She was kind of weak with that, and she wasn't sure what to do. I understand that because the image it would bring on her. But Tyler, come on, man. Yeah, that left me a little upset. That left me upset because that storyline was actually starting to pick up. And with that being said, I did like the ending. If everything else things were actually resolved, I would have liked the ending more. But I thought the ending of her relapsing and how they handled that was actually really cool. It was really well done. And I did research on it, and it is her relapsing. And it's kind of seeing, there's like a theory of maybe she's dead. I don't think so. But it's her relapsing and just her, you're like in her mind state, you know. And it's her seeing her family, and we see all the ups and downs that she's been through. And you kind of see that emotional side of her, what's going on with her in her head, you know. I thought that was actually really, really cool. And her climbing up the pile of bodies, and then the light, and then her falling over. It's all just this symbolism of her relapsing again, you know. Leaving that open for us to wonder, did she die? Is she going to OD again? All that. I thought that was really great. The scenes with her family and the flashbacks with her dad. All that is great. Just nothing else gets resolved. And, you know, I can understand why people love this show. I just didn't love it as much as other people do for these reasons. There is good things in it. I liked most of the characters for the most part. I thought Nate... The show is a little over the top. This is like a very extreme high school. I don't know if there's high schools like that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's very extreme. But that's fine. I didn't care about that. But the characters for the most part are really cool. I did not like Kat's character or Kate. I thought her character was essentially pointless. I didn't like her arc. I every time she came on the screen, I was kind of like, okay, like I wasn't feeling it. You know what I mean? I understand why they were having her character, that arc and everything, and then that I didn't care. Every time they showed her, I wanted to find out what was going on with everything else, because there was like more important things going on. It's a cool show. I can see why people like it. I really can. It felt at times like if it was trying too hard, in my taste. Maybe not for other people, in my taste. I felt like I understood what it was trying to do, and at times it does it really well. But then there's times where I feel like they're just trying, it's too over the top, and they're trying too hard to be this specific style. And, there's good things in it. I think the second half is a lot better than the first half. The second half, after the carnival episodes, it does get really good. Zendaya does really good in the second half. She was actually really funny in the second half. The first half, I wasn't in it at all. And she just felt like Mary Jane. But the second half, oh man, with the whole investigation bit, with the cigarette, and she's figuring out everything going on, I love that. She was actually really funny. She made me like laugh. She was really good. She did that character really well. And when she was playing like the really tough sister, when her sister was hanging out with the other guys, she was really good in those scenes. I forgot that it was like Mary Jane from Spider-Man for a second. Like those scenes, she did really well in that second half of the show. First half, it just felt like Mary Jane from Spider-Man. But yeah, guys, you know, I enjoyed the show. If I was able to binge watch it in 2 days, I was interested. The first half I did have to really push because I wanted to give the show a chance, and I'm glad I did, because the second half does get better. It does get better. But yeah, guys, I enjoyed it. That's pretty much it. If I had to rate this show, I just finished it last night, I would give it, I'm like at a 7 right now. I'm at a 7 just because that first half for me was rough. The second half could have been amazing. I felt like it could have been really good, but those things that I told you about Tyler and a lot of just plot lines that just got forgotten, and I really had to believe that Nate was this guy. There was a lot of like dark stuff with him that I was like, really? Like, what's like, this is a lot. You know what I mean? He's like this evil mastermind. But I would give this a 7, guys. It's a 7 for me. If you guys, and again, I can understand why people love this show. I can see it. That's my take on this one, guys. If I missed anything, if you disagree with me, if you agree with me, let's talk about it. Comment below. If you're listening, message me on Instagram, on my podcast account, at me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter at Cruisin' Films, and I'll reply. Let's talk about it. It's something, you know, and if you guys enjoyed it, awesome, man. You know what I mean? I can see why. I can. I guess it wasn't for me, you know? But that's it, guys. That's my take on Euphoria. Hope you guys enjoyed this video. Hope you enjoyed my take on this. I'm going to do more of these whenever I can. Feel free to recommend any other shows, movies. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it with you guys, and we'll discuss it. Thanks so much, guys, for watching. If you're watching, thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Till next time.